It's Studio One Tracks on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Mark Simmet, and live in our Cedar Falls studios, Origami Animals.
What does money taste like? Tastes like wine. What does the honey taste like? Tastes like spice. We got style, baby, and I got time. You might be scary feline, but I got twine.
Origami Animals, live on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One Tracks. Welcome to Cedar Falls and Iowa Public Radio. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Austin Barnhill is speaking. the vocalist, guitarist, songwriter in Origami Animals.
I wrote most of the songs. And a member of the audience here, we have Alex Hutchins, and he also wrote the next song we'll play, Bottomless Pit. So he was in the band at the very beginning.
Band has been a thing for, since 2012?
Yeah, it's been 6 years since we started. Yeah.
Okay. And you've had two albums in that time, right?
We released a four-track EP. That was our first thing, and then we had two full-length albums, yeah.
Okay. And I know we're going to hear music from the current album and also the next project, which is always kind of exciting to get
right.
Kind of a advance listen to some of the new stuff coming out. And the record you have out right now, it's called Out to Sea, and that's spelled S-E-E, like
correct.
Things you would see when you're
right.
out.
We kind of went back and forth on whether we should have it be a reference to like the sea, like being on the water. And I think in the end, we decided it was better to have it be about perception and like, you know, taking in your environment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that fitting the songs on this album.
Yeah.
Thank which, you. By the way, I think fit together really well. You know, when you listen to the whole thing together, it just is like almost like it's the same character, which is probably you,
right.
with these observations and these stories.
Yeah.
Are you like a really prolific songwriter?
I don't know if prolific is, prolific meaning I write a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think I write a fair amount. Some of it's okay. You know, some of it's actually pretty decent. A lot of it is not. So I just, you know, write and write until I find something that I think is halfway decent. And then I present it to the band and,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hear some more. It's Origami Animals on Studio One.
All right. Thanks. Tutti Frutti. Let's see.
Wop bop a loo bop a boom bam boom. Tutti Frutti. All Rudy. Tutti Frutti. All Rudy. Tutti Frutti.
Gonna tell you now.
Want You Right Here from Origami Animals, a track on the new album, Out to Sea. And we heard Help Somebody also from that album. And we had talked earlier about doing covers. I was not expecting Little Richard, but it sounded great.
Thank you. We hesitated on whether to do it. You know, covering people is hard, especially Little Richard.
Yeah.
But it's always been fun at venues and stuff, so.
Yeah, you
thank
know,
you.
And that, you know, sitting here listening to you and listening to the album, you know, I just keep thinking garage rock, 1960s, yeah. Classic garage rock sound. Is that something you aim for?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the beginning, that was something that we all, a type of music that we were all attracted to and influenced by, amongst other things, amongst punk rock and like grunge, 90s rock, but mostly even like from the 60s, like R&B and folk. So yeah, but garage is the one thing we end up telling people most because it just kind of resonates with what we end up doing, what we end up sounding like. So.
Yeah, and you know, on the album, there's also a bit of jangle in there. So
yeah.
When we did the promo for this, I came up with garage folk rock, and I thought, wow, I have just invented a new phrase.
Yeah.
It's probably been used before, but...
Yeah.
So, and you know, lyrically and melodically, I think there's some folk rock in what you do as well.
Sure.
So, nice blend of influences. So you're working on some new stuff right now, as
right.
I understand it. A new album that'll be coming out still later this year?
Yeah, that's the aim. I mean, it would probably be, we're hoping to have everything finished and everything together to release probably in October or November. And we have like a couple of titles that we're kicking around more, you know, there's one that I think we probably will choose, but I don't want to say what it is right now. I'll just say that the album is going to be a little bit... different than what we've done in the past, as the goal should be always. You know, it's going to be a little bit different, but still a lot of fun.
Okay, and just as with Out to Sea, you record at Nova Labs in Ames?
Yes. Well, we recorded, the label's called Nova Labs, the recording studio is called The Spacement, and it's run by Brian Dudley. Who we're very grateful to for doing such a great job on the album and helping promote. He's such an awesome dude. We really appreciate him. Yeah,
he did a great job on Out to
Thank
Sea.
Thank you.
And let's hear some more from Origami Animals.
All right. So this next one's going to be Rock It Out. I hope we never forget this feeling over us. it's always different. Also, thanks for the audience coming here today. We really appreciate it. It helps a lot. You're awesome. let's see. Yeah. Evening Blade. And thanks so much to you, Mark, and IPR for playing our stuff. We really appreciate that.
Good night.
everybody. How about a little one-ton punch? One-ton punch. What do you need that you don't already have? You got to feed, that's too much. Ritual abuse on you and those around you. Nobody needs it. A one-ton punch. That's exclusive. A one-ton punch. A one-ton punch. A one-ton punch. A one-ton punch.
All right.
The many moods of Origami Animals here on Studio One Tracks. One-ton punch there. And then before that, very different song, kind of like that folk rock. Garage folk rock I was talking about with Evening Blade. And right. I have to mention, It's Always Different. That's the song that grabbed me from the album to begin with. So
which one?
It's Always Different.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
So, yeah, some nice stuff. We kind of talked about songwriting earlier. So do you write the lyrics and then try to come up with music to fit
I've had
those
that
words?
Conversation with a few people. And there's two theories, obviously. Well, maybe it's not obvious, but there's two theories. You know, one, you start with the riff. The other one, you start with the lyrics. I've done it both ways. I guess I just, you know, I try to, I do what works, like whatever works to make the song happen. Like I said, I've done it both ways. When it starts with the riff, though, it seems to really catch people.
Okay.
I've heard like Keith Richards, for instance, he's a riff guy. I've heard that he has a vault full of riffs that nobody knows about.
Yeah. You know? So, I would believe
that. Except for I'm saying it, so obviously people know.
The secret's out.
Right.
The secret's out. So like One Ton Punch, was that a riff or was
I believe, I don't know. I don't think it's possible that I wrote the music and the lyrics at the same time. I can't remember. I think I had them separately and then put them together and then probably finished the lyrics to make it more. I had an idea and then I had the music and then I had the full-fledged lyrics, you know.
Okay.
Finished them to fit the song.
It's fascinating to people to hear a songwriter describe, you know, the process.
Thank you. All
right. Well, we're listening to Origami Animals here on Studio One Tracks. The new album is called Out to Sea, and it's out now, and we're hearing music from that, and also some selections from the next album, which
some new songs at the end. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Origami Animals here on Iowa Public Radio.
All right. This next one is We May Get High. Love.
a friend, a poet, sometimes a listening constituent, one's own behavior. And the struggle for balance really is perfection, oh yes, perfection. And somehow you won't believe the truth, even though I'm telling you that smartness is a genius, what communication is to ignorance. We make it high. We make it high. We make it high. We make it high. Oh yeah, we may run.
Tail. All right. Stand up, move around. Stand up, move around. Stand up, move around. Thank you. All right. Come on around the night. You're breaking me down, and I can't make it. So
see the night I can't maintain. Come on around the night, babe. Come on around the night. Come on around.
This is actually unrecorded, unreleased. It's a song called Tough Ton Bunny.
Money on that club, we all stayed up.
much.
That's Origami Animals live in our Cedar Falls studios here on Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Mark Simmet, and our technical producer is Phil Moss. Thanks also to Chris Fenton and Tony Daner. We have next week a couple of events that will be Iowa Public Radio Facebook Live events. On Monday, July 23rd, we'll have the upstate New York ska reggae band The Big Takeover stopping by. That'll be just a Facebook Live event about 11 o'clock Monday morning. And then Monday night, we will have another live Studio One Tracks broadcast, just as we are doing right now. And that'll also be a Facebook Live event. And that'll be from the Copper Smoke Trials out of Cedar Falls. So busy times here at Studio One. Thanks to Origami Animals for stopping by. The new album is called Out to Sea. That's out right now. And a new one coming out probably before the end of the year, as yet untitled. And I have to mention, you know, when you Google Origami Animals Band, even, you still get lots of cute Origami Animals. Is there a story behind the band name?
it was actually out of a, well, the other name idea that we had was Dirty Sponge Band. And we didn't think that was probably going to go over very well. And then we kind of like picked a bunch of names and drew them out of a hat. And it was Alex's our original bass player's idea. So Origami Animals, yeah. Picked it out of a hat.
Well, you know, that's the way it is with a lot of bands, I think. Yeah. More or less out of a hat. Thanks a lot for coming by.
Thank you.
And we have one more from Origami Animals here on Iowa Public Radio.
All right. This one's called Del Toro. Toro con los ojos rojos. Toro con los ojos rojos.
Good night.